This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The city of Denver is tapping its backup funds to pay for legal settlements. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports those payouts are largely from police misconduct cases.
Since the George Floyd protests of 2020, Denver has been settling excessive force and civil liberties cases related to police violence against protesters. The city sets aside $2 million a year for legal settlements, but this year, Denver's expected to spend $5 million. And most of that will come from the city's contingency funds, money set aside each year for unexpected costs. It is unclear if the city will be dipping into this fund again later this year for future settlements. I'm Kyle Harris, Denver.
A construction worker died Monday night at the construction site for the Broncos' new training facility. Denverite's Kiara Damari has more.
A 25-year-old man was crawling in a ceiling area to fix a light, where he was then reported to be unconscious, barely breathing, and purple. The construction crew was unable to get him down, and the South Metro Fire Rescue reported that the worker was dead upon arrival. The cause of death is under investigation, and it is not yet clear if construction at the site in Dove Valley has been put on hold. I'm Kiara Damari, Denverite.
The U.S. Forest Service has been criticized for not doing enough work to reduce the risk of catastrophic wildfires in recent years. The agency is pushing back. Forest Service Chief Tom Schultz recently testified in front of a U.S. House committee. A member of Colorado's delegation pointed to recent analysis showing a 35% drop in acres treated between 2024 and 25. While acknowledging that there was a reduction, Schultz called into question the accuracy of the figure.
Just to be clear on numbers, we treated about 3.3 million acres last year, so the 35% doesn't recognize that 3.3 million acres.
As of May, he told Congress that some 2.2 million acres had already been treated, more than 60% of the agency's goal. This is CPR News.